You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a penny? Well, pennies are pretty cool coins. A penny is a type of currency, meaning that it's used for buying things. Here in the United States, the words penny and cent are basically the same. Not only are these coins a great way to learn about money, but they're a great way for teaching other topics such as art, history, the metric system, and of course, my favorite, science. We look at that bright, shiny copper penny and, wait a second, is it copper? And that's where the science comes in. Modern pennies from about 1982, 1983 until today use copper, but only as an outer layer on the coin. The inner core of a modern penny, it's mostly another metal element, which is called zinc. In fact, if you get a modern penny and some steel wool or sandpaper and work pretty hard at it, you can actually scrape off a little bit of that outer copper layer and see the darker zinc center. It was in 1982 that the U.S. Mint stopped using copper as the primary metal because it was expensive. Let's go backwards in time to learn what metal earlier pennies had in them. From 1962 to 1981, pennies were made of brass. Brass is an alloy of copper and zinc. From 1864, which was around the end of the Civil War, until 1962, pennies were made of bronze. Bronze is another alloy. It's a mixture of copper and tin. During World War II, copper was needed for weapons and wires. In 1943, pennies were made of zinc-coated steel. Zinc was the outer layer, and steel was the center. Now, steel is another alloy. It's an alloy of the metal iron and carbon. Continuing backwards in time, from 1857 until 1864, pennies were a mixture of copper and nickel. We really haven't had an all-copper penny, a 100% copper penny, since the late 1700s until 1857. Well, here's an activity that you can try at home. What we're going to do is we're going to compare a modern penny from 1982 or 3 onward compared to an older penny pre-1982. Get those two pennies, and let's start off with the pre-1982 copper penny. Hold it up about a foot or two over a hard surface and drop it. And you'll notice that it produces a slight ringing or pinging sound. Next, go ahead and do that by dropping a post-1982-1983 zinc-filled penny on a hard surface. And you'll notice that it produces less of a ping or ringing sound and a little bit more of a clunk sound to it. That's because these two different metals have different properties. So you can compare those different properties for a modern penny and an older penny. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of pennies. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.